Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Happy birthday, Marine Corps. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It is 7:06 on November 10th, the 235th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I've been doing this for such a long time. It's difficult to stop celebrating the Marine Corps birthday.
You never will.
Nor will I. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can chat with us in there. Any little thing your mind comes up with, Linda's there on the chat box. And, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Bad Bob was a Navy guy.
Somebody had to drive the boat.
There you go. And, the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy. Isn't that right, Bad Bob?
Some would agree with that.
Well, it is. It's the Department of the Navy. It's the men's department. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Thank you,
and
Jim.
All the Marines in the area and throughout the United States. With Bad Bob in the Navy, we do recommend and recognize the Marine Corps.
Well, you know what? Without the Navy, we would never get there. We wouldn't get the support that we've always enjoyed. Is what the Navy.
I have one other thing I wanted to say. Anybody that missed the salute to the veterans at Parsons School missed one of the finest programs for all ages that I've ever been to. Cheryl Olson does that every year, and there were a lot of veterans there, and the school kids were attentive in a tremendous program. And just keep it in mind for next Veterans Day, because she does a banner job. There must have been a phenomenal amount of work put to it.
Well, they do a great one every year, and that's exactly true, Jim. And I talk to veterans who've been there, and they're just like you; they're very touched by it.
Oh. Yeah, the other one is this morning. A lot of us are going to St. Joseph's to hear in a few minutes. I think it's 8:15. They put on a good program, and they salute the veterans. So anyway, and then tonight, the Marine Corps Ball, and looking forward to that and looking forward to seeing all of our Marine friends.
Yes, sir, and then tomorrow morning at 10:55 up at IGO. We have the ceremonies beginning up there at the cemetery.
We don't want to forget Shasta College if you can get there if there's time in between.
That's
Shasta
right.
College has a program out there at their Memorial Park. And Gary Lewis, super president, supports that. And it's usually a nice program. It's a close call to get from the cemetery out there, but some of us are going to go to support the college.
Well, I tell you what, our caller here is Commander Jim Gibson, and you are a hero to us, sir.
Well, I won't go that, but
well,
have a great day.
You
happy
too.
Happy birthday to the Marines.
You bet, sir, and thank you very much, Commander.
Thank you, Commander.
You bet.
Okay, let's go to line two. John, good morning.
Yes, Carl.
Yes.
This might be an old subject or something that isn't in the news for a while, but it was the mosque they want to build on Ground Zero.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what they wanted to call that thing?
I'm not sure what they wanted to call it.
They wanted to call it Cordova 2.
Oh, Cordova 2, after the one in Spain.
Yes. After the one in Spain. And the significance of that, as far as I know, is that Cordoba was the last battle that the Muslims fought in Spain and lost. So, and they always like to build him a mosque over their big battles. And to me, that's pretty significant, to me anyway, that they want to call that Cordoba too, because that's a win in New York.
Well, you know, it's. I think this is still in courts, and I think they're still looking at this, but I haven't seen them back off an inch on building that there. But you're right, it has not been in the news lately. It's something that that people need to pay attention to and see, you know, to see what's going on. I mean, is there a place there? They say, oh, it's not a mosque, it's a friendship center. Well, no, it's a mosque. They're going to be praying in there, too.
I realize that, and to me it's significant they want to call it Cordoba too, which indicates to them that it is a great victory battle.
Well, thank you, John, for your call, and have a great Veterans Day. And happy Marine Corps birthday.
Will do. I'm going to go to the show on Friday at the Cascade.
All right.
Great. You know, and they've got the one Saturday, too, with Restrepo, with the young man that lives right here in Reading. In fact, his father's going to be on the show today at 7:30.
And I'll see you tonight.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
All right.
We got to take a break here. I'll come back and give you what our forecast is. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You are listening to KCNR. That's 1460 on your dial. Good morning, North State. 43 degrees if you're just tuning in at 7:15. Very special day here for the Colonel, and for all of you who have served the Marine Corps birthday.
For a million others.
November 10th. That's right, and today is going to be high of 60. It's going to be a beautiful day. It already is a beautiful day.
It is. The you know, yesterday, you know, one of the things about when you're in radio is that, you know, you meet a lot of people, and a lot of people you don't meet, and in fact, you never meet them until you know, just maybe an accident or you bump into each other or something. But yesterday, a gent by the name of Craig McCall came in. And I don't know Craig. He has CNC Cleaning Company and here in town. And he brought in to me a bottle of wine called Jarhead Red. Now, a nickname for Marines are Jarheads. And, you know, of course, a lot of you out there go, well, I know why that is.
No, I don't.
Well, it is because of the covers we wear, our hats, our utility hats that we wear in the field. We used to, you know, they got four corners on them. And, you know, that we would put starch them so that they would be stiff and so they would stand up. Plus the fact, you know, just the way they look. So we were called Jarheads. I think it started by the Navy. But it's a term of endearment we always used to like to think. Anyway, so this wine is done by a company or a gentleman that's called Jarhead Red. It's got the picture. It's got a replica of the raising of the flag at Mount Suribachi. Anyway, Craig came in, and he gave me a bottle of this, and he said he wanted just to do it, and he didn't know me, but he listened to the show all the time, and that he wanted this to kind of a memory of his father, Major J.W. McCall, United States Marine Corps retired. So, Major J.W. McCall, is that a great name?
Wow, it just makes me feel loved.
Anyway, Major J.W. McCall, you are saluted here, my friend. You are up at IGO right now, and we will be visiting you tomorrow. But Craig McCall, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for what you did. Okay, let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, how are you?
I'm sure that the Commandant of Coast Guard would not mind me representing him in this situation by saying happy birthday, Marine Corps.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel. And it's thanks for your phone call and thanks for the sentiments.
You're most welcome, sir. Have a good day.
And we will, of course, recognize the Coast Guard on your storied birthday.
Yeah. I have something that's really heartwarming here, Carl, about a local organization. Well, it's an international, but it's about the Serapis International of Reading. They have donated $3,000 towards the Veterans Memorial Chapel.
Well, they're just there's a lot of things going on that way.
On November 9th, the International of Reading's Club President Sherry Downward presented Marianne Johansson with a $3,000 check towards the efforts in building a Veterans Memorial Chapel. Sir Optimist members have been actively supporting our veterans in Shasta County, and the club voted unanimously to donate the $3,000. Georgia Chapel, because of the support of our veterans, is something close to many of their club members' hearts. So we applaud you for that. Throughout the day, we're going to be talking about things such as just like the Sir Optimist, what people are doing around town to support our veterans. And as you said yourself, recently you were asked to speak on Sunday, and it was really wonderful for me to hear that, surrounded by World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, the veterans from all the wars. And you had said that one of the reasons that you loved moving here and coming to the North State and living in Reading is because of the fact that this is a place that embraces the veterans. And so anyway,
embraces the veterans community, supports the veterans, and the veterans in turn support the community. This is not a one-way deal on this. So to be in a place where veterans are, one, appreciated, and people think highly of veterans. But then again, like I said, the veterans think highly of this community and are part of it. It's an integrated group. So, I mean, you can't take one from the other. I mean, it's just there are so many veterans up here in the North State that it just becomes part of the fabric of our community. And many of them are born here, raised here. Their children grew up, entered the military. Other people, like myself, when the first time I saw the place, when I came up here and the first people I met, Patriot Guard riders, and then the other people I met of all kinds, veterans and non-veterans, were the reason that I wanted to stay, and the same for you, hon.
And plus, it doesn't hurt sometimes when you have friends that call you at the last minute with an abalone alert.
That's right. You know, last night we had an abalone alert that our friends Rick and Lori Goyne gave
us. Hugs and kisses.
Yeah, they went out over the weekend and
we
and
had fresh
home.
Abalone.
Yep. And you know what?
Snooki was dying over that shell.
You can find various place things to do that you don't have to do if there's an abalone alert, that you go down and have fresh abalone. Also, Rick and Pam Hill joined us, so it was a night of that.
Another big two couples that are very, very generous with the community. Thank you.
And, you know, this last thing before we take a break, we were talking about how you help the community. You know, a lot of times a record searchlight gets whacked, and they should, but a lot of times a record searchlight has it right on the mark, and they provide a valuable service, the record searchlight. It's our community paper. And in many places, papers are going away. They're getting, you know, because it's part of Scripps, EW Scripps, that, you know, they have to kind of dance to the tune of somebody far, far away. But they gave a $1,000 grant to the Shasta Family Justice Center. So I think that, you know, that's great, too, because the Family Justice Center is something that we've needed in this town that was started through, I think it was Blue Shield. Yeah, but it's done so much work here. You know, the director, Michael Burke, Angela Fitzgerald, who played a huge part in this, it's up and running, and this is something that's going to help our community. It has been helping our community. Hey, we got to take a break. After our 7:30 break, Ted Donahoe Sr. will be here. His son is in Restrepo, and he'll be coming into town, and we're going to be meeting him. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, it is November 10th, 725. You know, I just can't let it go by. I'm sorry. You know, it's birthday, it's all things, we're going to have a great day today. San Francisco has reared its ugly head again, and one of its ugly heads. The council voted in San Francisco to outlaw those little food, or little toy giveaways with the food. You know, like from McDonald's. I think it was McDonald's. And here we go. That's right. If we outlaw those toys, it'll keep those kids from being obese. That we've got more obese kids than other places in the world. Now, do you really, 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 really think that outlawing toys, those little giveaway, those little toys they give to children at McDonald's, is going to help the obesity problem of these children? Do you think maybe, just maybe, the fact is that the parents might have something to do with this. And you tie that into the study that shows that kids that do hypertexting have probably had sex, experimented with drugs and alcohol than ones who have texted a lot less than 120 times a day. Could it be something to do that the parents are involved with this, that want to know what the kids are doing, that they want to know what the kids are seeing, what the kids are watching? I mean, the 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds need phones? What's this? Do 11 and 12-year-olds need phones? But the thing about outlawing the toys is just something else that nanny states in there. We're going to protect those children. We're not going to put toys in there. It's not the children you got to get to. It's the parents. It's the parents that would take them there and have them eat a 3,000-calorie gut bomb and let them do it. Here, you know, I saw something the other day. I swear to you. It was, you know what, I can't even remember which fast food place it was because, frankly, they all kind of remind me of each other. It's kind of like, who can pile on the most hamburger and then the cheese? And get this, the double bacon. Yeah, that goes on there. And then, tomatoes and lettuce, you know, so you get your salad. It's like $6. And you look at it and you go, that has to be 3,000 calories. There are more calories in that one hamburger. Okay, would you like me to supersize that? There comes the fries. But I will have that Diet Coke. Let me have that Diet Coke because, you know, I got to make up for it someplace. And do you have one of those fried apple pies? Let me tell you, there is more food in that one burger and that one bed, a bunch of French fries, and people in parts of this world will eat in a week. That's more than you put in an MRE for a Marine that's working hard in cold weather. That one sandwich. But San Francisco says, yep, no more toys. That'll keep those kids from eating. Now, what do you think? You think the parents are taking them down there or giving them money to go down? Do you really think that that's going to stop them? I don't think so. You think those kids are going to go, no, I don't want to go to McDonald's. They're not giving me toys. Or you think they're going to go, yeah, Big Mac. Well, perhaps I rant too much about this one, but to tell you the truth, you know, San Francisco is, you know, about written them off anyway. But, you know, they have given us Gavin Newsom. I have to admit, our new lieutenant governor. They have given us Gavin, who of course gave us sanctuary cities, and then of course one of his sanctuary types, the illegal alien, shot three of his residents. That was kind of a brouhaha. He was sorry for that. But anyway. As we move on, now, you know, in our next segment, we're going to have, and I hope, you know, he was getting into town. It was Tad Donahoe Sr., a resident of our town whose son, Tad Jr., was in the movie Restrepo, that documentary that's going to be showing this Saturday. So when we come back, we're going to have him on. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, our November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday.
The weather today, it's currently 44 degrees. If you're just tuning in, 7:34 in the morning, and it's going to be high of 60. It's a chance of showers, but we just wiped it out because the clouds are clear, and it's going to be a fabulous day.
We refuse to have clouds today or clouds tomorrow on Veterans Day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The finest tobacco emporium, the greatest walk-in humidor in the state. And Espresso Joe's is there to fix the coffee the way you want it. Those lattes, those chais, those other things. Plus, they have a community room that you can go in and take your coffee in there and use their free Wi-Fi. Joe and Shelley, great supporters of our community and the veterans. And this is, as you know, this is KCNR's week to salute the vets. More of an official. We salute them all the time, but this is more of our official salute the veterans. Now, we are really happy to have our guest in the studio right now. As you know, Restrepo is coming into town. It's a documentary, an award-winning documentary from the Sundance Film Festival. We had Valerie Engmeller in here yesterday talking about it. We are involved with it. It's going to, and the big thing about it for us is one of the members of that documentary, Tad Donahoe Jr., was a member of the unit that this story is about. Well, as you know, Tad is coming back into town Friday. But in kind of like an early welcome, we have Tad Donahoe Sr. joining us this morning. Good morning, Tad.
Good morning, and Semper Fi. Happy birthday, Marine.
Well, thank you very much there. Hey, Tad, are you, you know, you're just bubbling right here, you know? You excited about your son coming home?
I am. Nervous about being here, but very happy, excited about him being here. This is just great for our community, great for everybody. Reading's just excelling in this. It's an amazing moment for me.
Well, there's a couple of movies here this weekend, of course, and that people are going to have an opportunity to go to the Cascade and see Taking Chance on Friday, but then Restrepo. Two completely different movies. You know, Taking Chance about bringing a fallen warrior home with honor, and then Restrepo, a documentary of men in combat. What did you think the first time you saw it?
I was in awe. It's not a Hollywood blow 'em up movie, but the incredible story that's being told about these soldiers being shot at every day and how they're dealing with it. It's mind-blowing. You go in and you leave with a whole different context of what's going on over there.
Yeah, it's not your typical Rambo Apocalypse Now type movie. This is these filmmakers, and who are very famous filmmakers, and documentarists, went and lived with your son's unit for 10 months.
They did. Both of them, Sebastian Younger and Tim Hetherington, did an amazing job. I was always wondering myself how the soldiers were going to embrace them or not, because it could go either way. And Tad Jr. said at first they were a little leery, but it didn't take them long that they embraced these two men. And it clearly shows that in Restrepo, how well they did.
Well, they took the same chances as the soldiers did. I mean, they were right there with them. And once somebody's kind of sharing that danger with you, it's a little bit easier to accept them, I believe.
Oh, yes. I don't know how journalists do it. I want a rifle in my hands, not a camera.
Could you share with our listeners, Tad Sr., a little about Tad Jr., what kind of boy he was, and at what point do you remember him coming to you and saying, "Dad, I am going to become a Marine soldier"?
Well, he was a rambunctious little boy. We knew we had quite a young man on our hands when he was three. I think he came running in, and the girls were screaming. And I thought, oh, geez, that's the boy I always wanted. Mud all over his face, hat sideways. I went, wow, there he is right there. And then, you know, as the time progressed and he excelled in sports, he's always been pretty good at what he's done. And then, of course, because we were thin, you know, sometimes we'd get picked on, so I knew I had to take him and train him. And we bought, you know, boxing bags and showed him how to fight. And then that got a little too carried away, so we had to put him through some martial arts. And, you know, he went to the ROP program to see how the police did it. And he did pretty good on that. He flipped me to the ground one day and said, we knew that he was wanting to do something. Then he started playing those games. He was a gamer, you know, with the... Mm-hmm.
The ones on the video games.
Yeah. And it all had to do with military. And he liked Private Ryan. And I was going, where's this going?
Yeah.
Well, end of story. We see where it went. And he was destined to do it. He wanted to be a sniper. Of course, he called after he was over there. And he said, I'm hoping you're proud of me. And I was like, boy, I was proud of you before you went. And here it is. He was lucky enough to be in an area that this happened. My thing was is he didn't know where he was going. People have asked me, did they know that he was like this? Did they take a certain group of men because did they grab him from here and Steiner from where he was from and Walker from where he was from and put these guys together for a reason? Because they're an incredible group of men. And to and I've yet to find out that answer.
Well, you know, it sounds like it was just a platoon, a regular platoon of American men. And these same men have been fighting for this country since 1776. And it's, I think if you went back to then and you went to any time at, when we're at war in this country and there's and people are defending these men and women that are defending the country, you're going to find it's that same group of men. They, you know, they're going to be, they, you know, before they may have, you know, played with kites because that's what they had in toys, and now they play with video games. But when it really gets down to the tough times, there's something inside them that they're all the same. So, anyway, we got to take a break here. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Tad Donahoe Sr., and we're getting ready to welcome his son home because we're going to have an award-winning documentary called Restrepo, Saturday night at the Cascade Theater. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, November the 10th. It's the Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah! And it's this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. It's a great business, local. Doug Tooley, who is also a veteran of the 82nd Airborne, has been in business since 1985. He puts in dish satellites. Does a great job. He, you know, he takes care of our house, and we're really happy with the service. Give him a call at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Doug Tooley, B&T Satellites, local guy, doing good.
Lots going on at the Cascade Theater.
Yep.
This weekend, of course, we've got you know, we've got the Taking Chance on Friday night. It's all a tribute to the veterans. Saturday night, this incredible show, Restrepo. We're here.
We're very fortunate to have Tad Donahoe Sr. here, and whose son is one of the main players in this documentary.
So we're going to give two tickets away right now. I think it's an almost sold-out show. Last I heard there were 700 tickets sold. It only holds 9, so, and that was yesterday. And so we know from, we hear from every lip or lips on the street that people are going to be there Saturday night. You don't want to miss this event. It's going to be incredible. Two tickets right now, 605-4567. Come be a guest of KCNR. These have both have been generously donated by the Cascade Theater.
That's right. And
we'd love to have you join us.
And don't forget, at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center at the Veterans Garden, we're going to have a ceremony there. The Sergeant Donahoe will be there, along with many other people. And it's going to be, you know, we're going to do a Pledge of Allegiance, a 21-gun salute. There'll be, of course, the PGR will be there, MIAP, the Missing in America Project people, will be a escort back to the Cascade. The doors open at the Cascade Theater at 6:30. I want you to be there to join us. And, you know, this is an opportunity to, this is Veterans Day. This is Veterans Day weekend. This is a veterans town. This is not a slick, you know, produced type movie in the sense that it's like you see in a, you know, like a regular movie. This is a documentary, my friends. This is combat, and it's not a bloody, you know, thing like that. It's not people, you know, heads going flying off like in Rambo. But what it is a lot of tension. There are people killed. That shows how these men are dealing with combat on an everyday. But it's like I said, an award-winning documentary. Jeff,
congratulations, Jeff! You've won the two tickets.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. Okay, Tad.
Well, I have a little bit there. A lot of people have came together on this. It's just amazing. One of the things, there's going to be lighting. We have a pop-up tent. Shall the weather not be good? From what I understand,
now this is at the Civic Center. Though.
Yeah, at the Civic Center. They've taken measures just in case to protect us from the weather and also to light it up. And you know, there's that 12-man color guard. What a nice thing for the National Guard.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you. I've never seen a live 21-gun salute. I'm really looking forward to that. That's got to be pretty moving.
Yeah, well, it is, and then they're going to be playing taps. And,
yes.
And Linda will not allow it to rain. She's already put out the word.
Atta girl.
She's done the dance.
Yeah, she's done the dance.
I'm just worried about my composure. I'm going to have a stiff upper lip on this one.
Now, when you saw it up in, you told a good story. It's up in Seattle. You saw it, and there's you were getting ready to leave. What? And so what happened after
I
that?
I did. Well, because of this, the impact of this movie, I was in another land mentally. I mean, I was walking out, kind of like sleepwalking. I was gone. And a friend of mine's wife who went with me grabbed me by the arm and says, "Where are you going?" I go, "What? What?" She goes, There's outtakes. And so of course, you know, you find yourself standing there, and everybody stopped and was standing in the theater. And of course, some of them are funny, some of them are real serious. And then there's this young man on top of Restrepo hitting a golf ball. And of course, it was Tad. And I looked at these group of people there, and I said, "Did you see that golfer?" And they went, "Yeah, yeah." And I said, "That was my son." Oh my gosh, they came unglued. They jumped on me, and they were going, "Oh my God, that's your son. And I go, "Yeah." I said, "That was a terrible golf shot." they said, "Can we talk to you?" And so we went up to the foyer and chatted, and they had a million questions. And it was an enjoyable moment for me.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up this segment. And we're just it's the November 10th. It's Marine Corps birthday. Tomorrow is of course, our Veterans Day. You know, it's just a good week. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott at 7:53, November 10th, Marine Corps birthday. Our guest is Tad Donahoe Sr. Tad, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, you've got your own business here in town, and tell us what it is.
I actually have two. I have Tad Donahoe Trucking, and me and my siblings also own Cow Flip Horseshoes for the flip style thrower, you know, for the backyard thrower.
Cow Flip Horseshoes and your own trucking company. Okay, Tad,
yes.
Tad Donahoe Trucking.
Right in California.
Now, do you do cross country or the kind?
I try to stay West Coast if I can. Every now and then something comes up that I want to do, so I'll call up a broker and say, "Find me a load out there," and I'll go. For an example, as soon as Tad goes back to Louisiana, I'm headed there.
Oh, is that right? You take something out?
Yeah,
there?
I've already called the brokers and said, "Beware, I'm going to Louisiana."
Now, besides being a very proud father of a warrior son, who, by the way, is coming into town Friday. He'll be flying into Sacramento and then driving up. And then, how long does he stay?
He's flying in just for this celebration, for the tribute. I asked him about it, and he said, "If they're willing to do this, I'm willing to do it. I'm on my way."
Oh, great. Now, and so the Army has no problem with it.
No, they didn't. They actually embraced it. He was one of the soldiers that was experienced with a ground-to-air rocket propelled called a Javelin.
Yeah.
So he's been going to conventions, and they've been flying him and another sergeant out to talk about this. And
okay, how it works then? Yeah.
Exactly. And so, he's.
That's great.
Looking forward to it. So they embrace this as well.
Now, you're going to sing when you get a chance here?
No.
Little known fact: Tad is a heck of a singer, and he plays guitar.
I thank you, and I thanks, Mike.
Yeah, we have Mike Ferrier in here too.
He's also a wonderful singer.
Who is us? And he's, in fact, he just came into. They were scouts together, which is great. And then Mike, after we do the break, we're just going to be talking about the giant.
I have
flag.
A guitar in the back if you guys want to like hit it.
That's great.
Okay, so now let's go over this real quick. He's going to Tad Jr.'s coming in Friday. Saturday we're going to at 6 o'clock at the Convention Center at the Veterans Garden there. A honor guard, 21 gun salute. Taps, I know, Pledge of Allegiance, and then at that point there's going to be an escort from there after the ceremony from the Civic Center back to the Cascade Theater. The doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. There'll be a color guard there. We just got a call from the Patriot Guard riders. At that point, the movie will start at 7:30. And when the movie's over, I've been honored to be asked to be the moderator for this, so that Sergeant Donahoe, your son, will be answering questions. Is that the way you understand it?
Yes, that's the itinerary at this point. From what I understand, I believe you have some parts in this as well.
Well, just a part of the
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance, and there's going to be back at the Cascade, a young lady that is going to be singing the national anthem, but. You know, this is about the movie, but it's also about your son. You know, one of our local heroes. so that the questions afterwards will be, I assume, that say, you know, gosh, you know, what was your thoughts going through your mind and all this and all that?
Well, before I leave, I have to say, and he would hold this against me, he wanted to make sure that everybody knew this isn't about him. This is about what the armed forces are doing to protect our way of life. He's not over there alone. He wasn't over there alone. He's going back. He just got his orders to go back to the 173rd. So more than likely he'll be deployed again. But his message was to everybody. He's here to represent. Make no mistake about it. He didn't do this alone. And he just wants everybody to come and pay their respects to everybody who's been there, especially to the fallen. It's really big for him. He has all the names that were fallen in his unit on it, tattooed on him. It's something he's very proud of. It means a lot to him. I wear a braided wrist brace that was made by Restrepo, Doc Restrepo, who was killed in action, that they named him
right
after. He made one for all 15 soldiers, and 3 days later was killed in action. Little did we know that this was all going to be happening.
Well, you know, and Tad is exactly right. It's not an individual. It's a... you know, it is a team effort, and that's what this brings out in this movie.
And it's it may not be pretty, but it's reality, and so we are so proud and honored to have your son, who is representing the force, coming in as a person representing the company, and we're just looking forward to the event. And I think a lot of people are going to be looking forward to shaking his hand and saying, on behalf of us, we thank you and your team.
Thank you. I don't want to brag about that young man, but he's a good boy. I mean, he's always been a good boy, and his heart was always in the right place.
Well, you know, we want to thank you for coming in. I know you literally had to, you know, you had to make a run back tonight and so you could be here today.
I did. I drove.
Yeah, so you know, so Tad, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be seeing you again Saturday.
Yes, you will.
So, and we've got what, 30 seconds there? A bit. Well, you know, Mike, you're here, but we're going to keep you over. But
yes,
you two have been together before too.
I believe I was Tad's senior patrol leader at Troop 122 in 1973, somewhere around there.
He was.
Yes.
Well, you know what? This is a small community. You know, somebody that says it's not 6 degrees of separation; it's a half a degree, and you run into people. Hey, we've got to take a break here. We're going to have the news. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking with Mike about the big flag. We're going to be talking Marine Corps stuff. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is KCNR, Chester Bennington. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Elma Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:05, November 10th, the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Yeah. So.
And yes, Carl was standing. He always stands when that song plays. I don't care where you are, where we are.
Yeah, that's why, you know, sometimes people just play it, and they wonder why these strange people are standing up in the morning.
Or you'll just get right out of bed and stand up and salute if it...
You know what? You know, let's not just share everything there, love bug.
I just had to give you that visual. By the way, today, it's 44 degrees. If you're just tuning in at 8:06 in the morning is what I'm trying to say there, but we're still hooting on this. KCNR 1460, and today's going to be a lovely day with high of 60. I'm now going to remove myself and let your guest, because we have tons of people in here that want to get on the air and wish everybody a big old happy birthday.
And, you know, a Veterans Day thing. So, Mike Ferrier is here and from the Lions Club representing the Giant flag.
Yes, I am.
And of course, Ron Largent's here, and he's representing, who knows, Ron represents a lot of different things.
Well, I'm also representing the Lions Club and the flag. Yeah, I'll be there at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You betcha.
Now, we wanted to come in and talk about that. You know, you're raising funds for the flag.
Yes, we are. We are just about to take it to the top with the flag fund. Our goal is $150,000 at the Shasta Regional Community Foundation to keep that flag flying forever.
Really?
We are really close.
When you say forever, Mike, you mean forever?
Forever. That flag, even the way that pole was put in the ground, is if the pole wears out, we can change the pole.
Oh, wow.
I mean, everything about that flag is in perpetuity. So we're.
So this is it then.
This is it. Our Lions Club, the Enterprise Lions Club, has been working diligently to raise the funds to keep that flag flying. The flag that's on that pole is a $1,200 flag, and we go through about four a year. And so there's an upkeep there that has to take place. And our club has taken it upon ourselves to do that in the past. Well, about 4 years ago, we established this community foundation fund to keep that flag going. If something happened to the Enterprise Lions Club, the fund is still there. Somebody else could step in and keep that going. Not that there's any doubt that we're going to be here. We are a very active and bodacious club. But we take
right,
it seriously.
I understand.
We are doing a drive-through fundraiser tomorrow on Veterans Day at the Giant Flag. We are going to change that flag at 6 o'clock in the morning. If you want to have yourself an incredible time, come by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. That flag is 1,500 square feet. That is a huge flag. It takes a bunch of people to catch the thing as it comes down because that flag does not touch the ground. And we're going to raise a brand new American flag tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. We're going to be there from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Drive-through fundraiser. Our Enterprise Lions Club is staffing the event. Come on through, drop off your donations, and keep that flag flying.
Yeah. Well, you know, right, we have the show goes from 7 to 9. We have seen that flag, you know, going up. And it is. It's, you need to see it. If you can be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, please be there. Now, after our show is over at 9 o'clock, we're going to hop on the Harley because it's going to be a great day, and we're going to stop by there and drop off a donation from us.
Very good.
And for that, and we invite everybody to do that, to go just on your way through, because you do it on your way out to Igo Cemetery, because that's where the Veterans Day remembrance is, the ceremony out there that starts at 11 o'clock, so you want to be out there a little bit early because it's going to be crowded, my friends. So you want to get out there, be able to park. It's going to be a great celebration. In fact, we have Steve Jorgensen's going to be in just a little bit later to talk about it.
Great.
So, Ron?
Well, you know, tomorrow is a big day. In fact, as I was coming over this morning, I noticed cars there that have flags flying. So already the interest, thanks to you and a lot of promotion that's been done. This is Veterans Week. And I'm wearing my cap as American Legion because what I'd like to do is to encourage all veterans to take part in tomorrow's activities. We have a lot of things going, starting with the flag ceremony and really the all-day flag activity, and then carrying on through the rest of the day. But one thing that is very special, and you know, this is not just a veterans activity, but we have businesses coming to the front to show their appreciation. And one of those businesses is Applebee's over on Hilltop. And they are offering a meal all day tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. If you're a veteran, come in there, and you will be giving a complimentary entree. Now, that is quite a venture on the part of Joe Wong and his whole ownership group.
That is.
And we appreciate it a great deal. And I just wanted to emphasize the fact that our community is coming out to recognize veterans. And so veterans are certainly encouraged to take advantage of all that's out there.
Well, you know, it is. And you know what? A lot of we've been talking, well, you know, for us here at Free Fire Media and KCNR, we said this is our salute to the Veterans Week. And, of course, we do this all the time. But, no, it's even a little bit more. It started Saturday with the city of Shasta Lake with that parade.
Right.
It's going on this whole week, and it finishes up Saturday night with Restrepo. It doesn't mean we stop honoring our veterans. Of course not. But it's just one event and ceremony after another that we should all be very, very proud of, that we as North State citizens,
well,
as
you know,
Jeffersonites, or play such a, you know, that honor our veterans.
Well, you know, as you come up Interstate 5, and you'll see the flag as you drive north or south, but you come across the bridge into the county, and there's that sign that says, "We honor veterans." And I went on the Internet last night because I was thinking, is there another community in the United States that really designates almost the entire week for Veterans Week? I couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah.
So we're very unique in that we are recognizing veterans, and we're doing it on a full community-wide effort, which is very impressive.
And, there are a lot of them are just individual efforts that all came together like this.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if we have just, like, you know, an official... This is Veterans Week in New York State.
Well, maybe next week.
We can tie them all.
Yeah, maybe.
Do we need a chairman? I'll vote. I mean, yeah.
Hey, look, we have to take a break. The giant flag starts tomorrow, 6 o'clock, with the flag raising, lowering, and raising.
Right.
And the fundraiser goes from 6 o'clock in the morning
to
6 in the evening. So join them out there. And if you can't find the giant flag, give us a call.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media, and a salute to the Veterans Week.
Reading. Good morning, Reading. Woo, I'll tell you what, this is on Fire Day. This is a day of celebration, a day of remembrance. It feels like a day of sacredness.
Well, you know... Being here in the North State, you know, I don't want to beat this drum continuously, but it's true. I mean, this part of the state loves its veterans. Veterans are the community here, and there's so many things going on. This is our salute to the Veterans Week. Didn't even, you know, of course, we try to salute our veterans all the time here at KCNR. But this has become more and more, it seems like, every year. Bob, we just had somebody chatted about, you know, Ron Largent was just here, and he works on all these community projects. And somebody sent us a chat here. What did it say?
Yeah, here's a quote. I have to say, Ron is a part of so many fundraising events and is a true patriot. He gets involved in the community. I asked for blood, and Ron was there. Saw him placing flags last Veterans Day very early in the morning. Thank you, Ron. That a quote from one of our guests in the KCNR chat room, Carl.
That's
excellent.
Great.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug, if you're listening, we are ready to upgrade to another remote. Come and take care of us, baby. I think we're ready for the big screen in the TV room, so let's get on it. He's the guy. I'm telling you, shop local, stay local. It's BNT Satellite out on Airport Road.
244-1988. Our guest is Stephen Jorgensen, who is the man out there at IGO. And Steve's coming to talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow out at IGO Cemetery.
Talk about service.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for having me, Carl, Linda.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you a little bit about tomorrow's program. It starts at...
keep talking.
I'm sorry.
We're just
they're trying to arrange me here.
Yeah, that's right. Which means you can't reach fingers, huh?
Yeah, our program starts at 10:55. Traditionally, the flag goes at full staff at 11 o'clock, so we'd like everybody to be seated at 10:55. At 11 o'clock, the flag goes up, and the jets fly over, and it kicks off the program. And it's a great opportunity to honor our veterans. We'll have speakers. We'll have Frank Williams, who is the new administrator for the Veterans Home. We will have... Todd Jones, who is a representative from Congressman Herger, and a Marine veteran. You might like that, Carl.
Well, no, I know Todd. He was a, in fact, I always like to see that congressmen and senators have at least one or two people on their staff that are veterans, because most of them aren't. So, you know, they need to be able to turn to somebody that at least has got some time in a service,
yeah,
you know,
a real,
and ask
really
a question.
Nice
and
young
Todd,
man.
And Todd's a good man, yeah. Good young man.
And so we'll have the Enterprise Band. We'll have just various different patriotic things that'll go on, and just to honor veterans. And one of the things I'd like to also say is that at the conclusion of this year's program, we're going to open up the new Veterans Memorial Building, so that people will have an opportunity to see the building. It's not finished yet, but we're moving right along with it. And then from there, we'll also have a fundraising luncheon or barbecue.
Barbecue out there, right.
And so that'll be great for the people that come out. I think we're supposed to look for a beautiful day. That's what I hear.
Linda has promised us a beautiful day. She's done the good weather dance.
Well, I certainly hope
and,
so.
And hey, let me tell you, if you have not seen that, you just don't know what you're missing with that good weather dance. Yeah.
Another thing I'd like to mention is that we've worked with RABA this year, And RAB is going to take at least a minimum of two buses out from downtown here, their downtown terminal, and take people who wish to come out to our program, out to the program from downtown here. There'll be a minimum of two buses, the first one leaving at 9:50, the second at 10:15, and if there's enough people there, they'll take another one at 10, right at 10:15 as well.
Okay, now this is this for the veterans, or is this is open to?
Well, I believe it's open.
And where's that going to be at now?
That's at the downtown terminal.
Okay. All right. So if you need a ride out there, that the RABA is providing it. And you know, speaking of RABA, this whole month is collecting donations. You know, you're hearing it on our commercials and our spots, but they are, along with Rabobank, RABA. That's where you can give it. And the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, you know, we're supporting it. Channel 7 supporting it. Is that they are collecting money so that they can provide bus passes to our veterans that can't afford to ride the bus or don't have transportation. And they're collecting all through the month of November. And for every bit of money goes to those bus passes to help veterans the rest of the year. This is going to be a great program out there. You also got, Major James Taylor for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, we sure do.
He's our Medal of Honor recipient that just lives up the road here. What a great guy he is.
Oh, yeah,
heroic.
He's
yeah, he is.
Well.
You know, he's a great guy. You know, I think that this is going to be, as usual, this is going to be a great event.
Well, thank you, Carl, and I hope everybody comes out and celebrates and thanks our veterans.
You know what they do, and they do it in so many ways, but this is your chance. I would be up there no later, probably than 10:30, to be finding.
Yeah, we're going to try to do our parking a little bit different this year. A little bit different this year. Along with the Memorial Building, we've added on a very large parking area behind that structure.
Oh, great.
So
great.
We cleared out a couple of acres for that as well.
Super.
So
we
try to get people off the highway and that sort of thing. So
is it paved yet, or is it still in dirt? So
yeah, that element's still in dirt.
Okay.
But we've added the parking lot is paved now for Memorial Building.
Okay,
so that adds
yes.
Some additional parking as well.
Well, you know, and if you're riding a motorcycle, do you have a motorcycle parking area?
Oh, yes,
there?
We sure do.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure. All right. Okay, Steve Jorgensen, who heads up our IGO, our National Cemetery at IGO, and does a great job. And thanks so much for coming in and sharing. Any last thoughts here?
You know, this is just one of many programs in our region that honor veterans. And we'll have this program, and then we follow up in December on the 11th with Wreaths Across America.
Wreaths Across America.
Placing the wreaths on all the grave sites.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that. Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot of just wonderful things going on for the veterans. And and I appreciate everyone else does. And I'll tell you this, I can't do the things I do out there without the support of volunteers and donors and helping us make that cemetery the beautiful place that it should be.
Well, the North State salutes its veterans, that's for sure.
Yes,
and,
sir.
But, you know, we need people like you and the many people out there at IGO that spearhead it. And you've done nothing but support the community. So, Steve, you know, great round of applause for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, salute to the Veterans Week right here on Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and our salute to the Veterans Week here, right here at KCNR 1460.
Hey, here's some good news. By the way, beautiful day today with 60 degrees. It's currently 44 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Christmas time's coming up. Think about a package that you might want to buy. They've got a wonderful dine, wine, and stay. And horseback riding and all kinds of good stuff. I need to also let you know that the AAA tow trucks are going to deliver Thanksgiving dinners on Thursday. That's November 11th. Transported on the back of AAA's yellow tow trucks will deliver 41 turkeys to the Good News Mission, a really nice thing that they're doing. The turkeys will be prepared into meals to serve Redding's hungry, allowing more than 1,100 people to enjoy a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to make sure that we say hats off to AAA for lending a helping hand and extending your goodwill.
Yeah. Hey, our guest just walked in. It's kind of hard to call Chandler a guest because, one, he's a member of our family here at KCNR. He's a producer, he's a board operator, and now he's producing a show that's coming, you know, that's going to debut on Sunday. And Chandler Ariano is also a former Marine who enlisted with three of his buddies right here in Redding. Went to Shasta High. I had Shasta in there someplace.
I joined with three other friends, four of us total.
And enlisted in the Marine Corps. And all of you saw combat over in Al-Anbar province.
Did you guys do boot camp together?
No, I went by myself, and then another friend went 2 weeks or a week after, and then the other two friends left actually 3 months or so after I went.
So everybody went down there together, and Chandler ends up going, "Hey, wait a minute." Well, you know, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Marines and things that are going on around here. Somebody just wrote to us, Bob. How much time we have here? A minute?
Just over.
Okay, read the one they said about the. About Cypress Square.
Okay, quoting from the chat room, I know you love Cypress Square Barbershop. I sent a client who moved here there. He was so thrilled he can't wait to take a patch in and get another haircut. And the person who wrote this says, I'm a girl, so I can't reach the front door. So I'm not sure what's up with the patch thing. We can talk about that after the break.
I'm not sure either, but that's okay. She goes to the front door. It's man's last stronghold. She kicks open the door, and people go in. So that's okay. That is acceptable. That's acceptable. So, no, of course, anybody can go in there. They're not like that, except they are a great place to get your haircut. We'll talk about that later. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Marine Corps birthday stuff and a few other things.
I have no problem with the men's club. No. I have no problem with saying, hey, you know what, you guys, this is kind of a guy's hang, and I'm cool with that.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 and a salute to the Veterans Week right here at KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning, and we've got people on the phone, we've got people chatting, it's got the whole thing there. But, you know, first we're going to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Not only do they give good haircuts, they give veterans discounts. That's right. If you're a veteran, you get a discount in there. If you mention my name, you get no discount. They chortle. But it's man's last stronghold. And as we just read about from the lady, she says, I send people, they love it. I don't get past the door. Well, you can get past the door, of course. It's just that you just sit there and there's not going to be any hair dryers or, you know, pedicures, any of that stuff. This is a haircut place, my friends. So get that haircut. It's Veterans Week, so you want to be ready for all those things that are happening. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right there on Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest, again, we're talking, is Chandler Ariano.
Happy birthday, Marine.
You know what, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know, when the Marine Corps started, you know, since in 1775 and has continued thriving throughout the centuries, 235 years. And I want to try to isolate just one person of all the people who've been in the Marines, and so many of our friends, Bruce Compton, so many others who are former Marines that live up here. You know, I first of all, I salute every one of them, and there's one, Colonel Wally Wessel. You know, and we just saw Wally at the Shasta City Parade or the Shasta Lake City Parade, but Bob McIntosh. Bob McIntosh, I met when we first got here, and Bob was extraordinary and is an extraordinary man. World War II started. He wanted to make sure he didn't miss it. So he faked a draft number, and he enlisted in the Marine Corps. He says, well, I was a little tall for my age. He enlisted when he was 14 years old. And Bob landed in one of the bloodiest battles of the Marine Corps in Marine Corps history at Tarawa. Landed on the first day. And you know, if you read your history, you'll know that they had to wade across, 800-900 yards of water because the boats couldn't get any closer, and they were literally wading in, into machine gun fire. And he told us the story how he used his mask and the hose there to breathe as he worked his way ashore. He landed there when he was 15. The battle lasted 3 days. Horrendous casualties. All the defenders, Japanese defenders, I think maybe the exception of one, was killed on the island. They censored all the photos coming out of there because of the casualties the Marines suffered. And Bob lasted 2 days during that fight and was wounded at the end of the second day or the beginning of the third day, and walked back down to the beach, was medevaced out, and a couple of months later rejoined and fought in two or three more battles in the war. And when he got out as a staff sergeant, combat veteran, three different island campaigns, and he was 17 years old. Yeah, 17 wow. years old. Yeah, so then he got out. He did a couple of things. Korea started. He came back in as an officer, fought through there. He's a Silver Star winner. And when he left this time after the war was over, became a policeman in L.A. in the 50s and was part of their gang unit. Now, I have nothing but just admiration for Bob McIntosh.
Quite the resume.
It is. And if you ever meet Bob, and you will, you know, he stands up straight. He's still, you know, like 6'3", and he still looks like you just don't want to really tussle with him too much. He looks like, you know, you better jump on him quick because he would be able to handle himself still. He's in his 80s, of course. So anyway, happy birthday and Semper Fi there, Bob.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Ed Chandler, you represent, and we really appreciate you coming in because, you know, I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1970, and you enlisted when?
I signed up. I went to boot camp in 02, August of 02.
August of 02. Mm-hmm. And you were in for?
Just 4 years.
4 years.
Yep.
And so when you went and you enlisted, I mean, you knew that there was a good chance you were going to probably be going to combat.
Yeah, there was I knew there was a very good chance of that.
And so you ended up in Fallujah during the Battle of Fallujah.
Not Fallujah. I went to Ramadi.
Oh, another great place. Oh, I've been to both of those.
Just west of Fallujah, I believe.
Yeah, Ramadi.
Yep.
You know, I still.
That's right. You've been to Ramadi also.
Yeah. I wake up every so often thinking about Ramadi.
Yeah.
So, when you enlisted the Marine Corps, why did you enlist?
Why did I enlist? I was always the military always fascinated me growing up, and it was something I always wanted to do, and it's just I knew I would like it, and it was just something I always thought of.
And you were quite the athlete in high school.
I played sports and just baseball, football in high school.
Yeah, but you set a few records out there, if I remember right, if I've heard that correctly, that you were a standout when it came to that.
I was all league in football, not in baseball though. But
okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. We're talking Marine Corps. We're talking Veterans Day, and our guest is Chandler Arellano, who is a member of our KCNR family, but he's also a fellow Marine. So. We're going to take a quick break. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Salute the Veterans Week. We're just about halfway through. It's 8:44 in the morning. November 10th, Marine Corps birthday. We've been talking a little bit about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, it's a great place, great cigar humidor that you can walk into. It's got great coffee with Espresso Joe's. And Joe and Shelley, you know what? They're veterans. You know, Joe's a veteran. They support the veteran community. They're great people. They support the community. That's Tobacco and Brew. And, you know, and everybody that works there is pleasant. You know, they treat everybody really well when you're in there, the customer. So Tobacco and Brew, we go there. Go down and visit Joe and Shelley and visit the girls there at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest today is kind of a family. It's kind of hard calling Chandler a guest because he's one of us. But Chandler Arellano, who is also a Marine from this generation, who joined and fought in the Global War on Terror, joined the Marine Corps in 2002. You know, people talk about Band of Brothers.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes the phrase gets maybe used too much. But what we talked about it during the break. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that, Chandler?
Well, it's Band of Brothers. It's very true. You join the military, and the training you go through with everybody, you become brothers, and especially when you go into combat.
And you get tight in there.
You get very tight, yes.
And to try to explain it to people who haven't been there is very difficult, I believe. And because it's not like a family-type brother. It becomes even, in many cases, for many people, closer than that.
Yeah, it can be as close as a family. I can see that, I guess, maybe. Yeah. Closer than family.
Well, you've got a close family already.
So yeah. That.
But for some people, it becomes totally their family.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, it becomes totally their family.
If, you know, I've not been there, obviously, but I would think, you know, first there's that fight or flight, you know, that energy. I can just imagine your life is depending on the guy next to you, and if he makes a wrong move, that can mean you guys are both gone.
Mm-hmm.
So to go into that environment and then to come out of that environment, it's almost like you look at each other and go, wow, we survived that. And to go through that on a regular basis, I just, Chandler, I know being a layman and being somebody who appreciates, wow, that what you guys have done and standing for a cause and on all of those things many of us have in our minds, it's what happens when you take that flight home and you have to come into, like, just going down the grocery aisles of Safeway. I don't know how else to explain it. Just the mundane things of being in a regular life.
Transitioning back.
It's a big transition. It can be a shock. For me, I did three tours, two to Iraq and one to the Westpac, the Okinawa, Guam, Korea, Thailand. When I came home from that tour, I got out and came into the civilian life about a week afterwards.
So your last tour wasn't a combat tour?
It wasn't a combat tour.
It was a Westpac tour.
It was a Westpac, yeah.
Which is done on a regular
basis.
But
it's a big transition.
Yeah.
I mean, I went from, you know, my final billet was I was a machine gun section leader, and we came home, and then a week after, you know, I went on leave and I got out.
You went on terminal leave and you came back?
I had about 20 days or so of terminal leave, and then I got out.
Well, what about, you know, when you, okay, so now you're home,
and
this is, you know, it's important, my friends, that, you know, in many cases, you know, Vietnam, a day after they were in combat, you could be on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
World War II, they came home to huge parades. Vietnam, they didn't.
I know people, they came home, you know, 3 days after they were just in combat, they came home and they had been out.
Is that right? There was well, you know, and hopefully we've learned something about that we're holding people for some period of time to let that transition, everybody kind of start, because when we came back from ours, they held us back for a few weeks to start sending people through a transition process because it's just, you know, it's difficult coming back.
Did you get classes before you got out?
Yeah.
The TAP exams?
Did you get classes when you left?
It was probably it was like 2-3 months though before I got out.
Right.
I got
they
classes.
Start the transition.
But they did. I did have some classes. Yeah.
Well, what they did with us was they, when we first got back, first of all, they held us in Kuwait for 4 days.
Yeah.
And we went through classes there, you know, kind of decompressing.
Right.
And so that you people weren't just, you know, and your weapons were put away. So,
yeah.
You know, so the, and then we flew back, and we had a 96, and then we came back to a week of classes about coming back to your family, getting back with your family. These are things you're going to be feeling.
Yeah.
Vietnam vets in there, you know, going mm-hmm. through these adrenaline rushes, and don't go out and buy the rice burning motorcycle and drive down the road at 200 miles an hour. You
right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still got in your car after you went in your classes. It's not like they hold you up.
Oh no,
you could get in your car, and I think about
the
soldier, the Marine. The person that just came off the battlefield, even if it's a week or two, it's, you know, people are human beings, and to switch off and on. I think about what it must have been like for the person to get in behind a wheel for the first time and get into traffic with the idiot that cuts you off.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not just want to, you know,
yeah.
go ballistic?
You want to ram them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Yep.
You do.
That's
you
true.
Want. Okay, we've got to take a break here. You know, the Marine Corps, you know, the Marine Corps birthday is a big day for a lot of us. And but you know, the part of being a Marine is that part of combat and coming back. And we're discussing that right now. And I'm glad, Chandler, that you're willing to do that with us. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We are saluting the veterans this week.
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. We're saluting the veterans this week, but today, November 10th, Marine Corps 235th birthday. And we had a lot of people writing in, you know, calling, and we've got we're just celebrating the birthday of the Marine Corps and of Marines, but of all services too. And Fred Chavez just walked in. Fred's been working with us for a couple of years. Works at the ShastaTradingPost.com, but does a lot of work with us. Hello, Fred. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'd like to wish happy birthday to the Marine Corps, and really enjoyed working with the Marine Corps when I was in the Air Force.
Yeah, you've been in the Army and the Air Force, haven't you?
Well, the Air Force and the Army National Guard, and got to kind of share barracks with the Marines, so I kind of consider myself a part of that.
You can surprise how many services like to do that.
Well, the Air Force didn't really have much physical training, so I got to wake up in the morning at 4:30 in the morning and do a great physical training with the Marine Corps.
Well, my memory of the Air Force is when we were in Mogadishu. We pulled in there when they put us in the embassy. I mean, there was no water. It was hot. We were living in squalor. Was not even the good word for it. We did have a GP tent with cots, but I mean, it was we were shooting bad guys off the wall. I mean, it was the whole thing. But Air Force came in a couple of weeks later, and they set up these tents, and we heard these generators start running. Air-conditioned tents. You know,
yeah,
like
all
within 30 yards
yeah.
of us, and we're looking at that, air-conditioned tents. We're trying to figure out some way to...
They're much better funded than
Yeah, yeah, part. Well, they had a different... Their outlook on things was a little bit different there. So, anyway, thanks for coming by, and you know, and thank you for your service, friend.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and I'd like to... say as far as Happy Veterans Day to all my brothers and sisters in the military, both past and present.
Well, thanks, Fred. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Fred.
Chandler, tell us. You know, we got a couple minutes left here, and tell us what you're doing with your life right now.
Well, right now I'm just I've been going to school, been getting the GI Bill, and I've been just working here.
Yeah, and you've been doing a great job, by the way. Chandler fills in on us, but he has all day is Chandler's day, and I know all
on
the
Sundays.
On Sundays, and the host, really the host of the show, is really enjoy having you there. You don't panic. You just kind of just sit there and let things kind of happen. And
sit there and click on a few buttons.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but you don't, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, including
yeah.
a couple of times. We've had that people didn't show up.
Right, right. Like my first time
Your
working.
Your first time
by
working,
myself.
That's right. And that was the first time we've gone to church in like 2 months. And what happens at 10 o'clock? There's nobody here.
Yeah, no show to do.
Oh, that was good.
That wasn't good.
Yeah, well, you know, but we're glad you came by, Chandler. You know that, you know, usually the people we have on are World War II, Vietnam, you know, the older veterans like that. But you know, it's our young veterans that's going to be the future of, you know, of organizations too, like you know, AMVETS and you know, VFW, you know, all those. It's going to be you all.
Yeah.
And it's got to be, you know, they've got to start finding ways of including younger vets. Do you see a lot of the younger veterans joining these organizations?
Let's see. I haven't really talked about it with any of my friends, and I'm not sure who has joined lately. But I'm a part of the VFW.
That's great. Oh, that's good. So. They've got it. Yeah, and I know isn't Chad a member of the Military Order of the Purple Heart?
Yep, the Purple Heart. Yeah,
because he was wounded. He was wounded in Fallujah.
He has a Purple Heart. Yep.
Well, okay. Well, you know what. Thanks for coming in today
with
us, and you know, thanks for being part of our little band of brothers here at KCNR. You know, Bob, Bob's a Navy vet and is in the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm. It was nice not having to worry about
producing. Yeah, you just sit here and talk.
I don't have to watch the clock or nothing.
One thing I will say is that I really appreciate working with what I've experienced here with people who have the experience that you all do, is that you seriously can handle pressure under fire when stuff is not going up on the internet or we go dead or whatever, misfires or something. You know, Carl starts to take command, and as he should. But you guys are, everybody's been very, very good, and it's great. It's really great. I mean, that's from your training, obviously.
Yeah, well, I really enjoy working here. I like it a lot.
Well, you know what? Our little band of brothers we have here, even though it's a lot of girls, too. But so that's the same thing. We're all our little band of brothers. And we just like to thank everybody, too, for, you know, supporting our veterans. You know, this is a big week. Like I said, you know, we kind of call this Salute the Veterans Week, and I believe that, you know, we can do this on a little bit bigger basis, maybe in our city. And it's not going to take a lot, you know, but we've got things going every day. So why not do something like that? You know, we have the sign, you know, Shasta County, you know, supports its veterans, and it's true. So why not maybe make this a week that we can have something?
Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning out at IGO for sure.
Yeah, join us out there.
And then tomorrow night I'll have my show, and we're going to be doing some tributes to the veterans as well. Don't forget this weekend at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, Taking Chance on Friday, but Restrepo, we're going to have Todd Donahoe Jr., who was a member of that documentary, will be here with us, or be there Saturday. It's going to be a great time, and I say a great time. It'll be a good time to honor our veterans and to get together with other veterans. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.